The next program is the sharing of the word. And I would like to call Mama Anastasia Ngoma, who's going to lead us thereof. Amen.
Good morning, church. Before I start to do anything, I would like to acknowledge the church leadership for according me this opportunity to stand before you and share that which the Lord has impressed upon my heart. Amen. I want to wish every mother in this place Happy Mother's Day. Amen. So shall we pray? Daddy Lord, I give you praise, I give you honor. Thank you for today. Thank you for allowing us come together as your children. As we meet in this place, we thank you for your presence in this place. Speak to us today, O God. Stir our hearts towards you, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, the God that inhabits the praises of your people, you, the God that dwells between the cherubims, you, the God that is enthroned upon the worship of your people, take your place in this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today we're going to talk about the continuing work of Jesus Christ through the church. The continuing work of Jesus Christ through the church. Amen. And my topic is equipping for the work. The continuing work of Jesus Christ through the church. What work is this that Christ is continuing through us? Are we ready for it? Equipping for the work. What work are we being equipped for? And how are we to be equipped? Amen. So let us read quickly Acts 17, verse 22 to 31. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Yea, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him I declare to you.'" Okay, so from verse 24. "God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with human hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, 'For we are also his offspring.' Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.' So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed." Amen. Let us quickly read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 22. 1 Peter 3, verse 13. "And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Amen. So I'm rushing against time. So some scriptures, you'll be reading them as they scroll up there. Is that okay? Amen. Now, I pose the question, the continuing work of Jesus Christ, equipping for the work. What work is this? I want to bring us to the attention of Jesus' great commission before he departed. He left us with the work. He left us with the task. And he said in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, he said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Amen? He said what? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And look, I'm with you even to the end of the world. Amen? Now, that is the great commission that we've been given. And that is the work that Christ wants to continue in our lives. The work of harvesting souls. The work of bringing salvation to somebody. Some of us, it's our families. Some of us, it's our colleagues. There's somebody out there that needs to know about Jesus. Amen? Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. That is his work. That is his desire. And that is what he wants to continue in our lives. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 18 says, "He has equipped some to be apostles, some to be teachers, some to be all that." Then he says, "For what did he do all that for?" For the equipping of the saints, for the ministry of the work. Amen. For whatever it is that is in our hands, God is equipping us to fulfill this great mandate. Amen. Now, an opportunity came for Paul to stand before people and to share Christ and to do this very thing. Amen? The what thing? The work of Christ. The continuing work of Jesus Christ to perform the task, the commission that was upon his life. Amen? Now, when Paul came before Mazhil, when Paul was before Areopagus, the city was full of philosophers, great men, learned men. And the Bible says of them that when each evening they would come together to do nothing but to hear something new or to say something new. Amen. Now people would travel from far and wide to come and bring forth their knowledge before this council of philosophers. You understand? Now, an opportunity was given to Paul for him also to share his own philosophy, to share his own ideology, to share the hope that was upon his heart, to share whatever it was that he was talking about when he passed around. Amen. And from the verses that we read, that was Paul giving his great sermon. I want to tell us today that each one of us, as we live here on earth, we are given an opportunity. Sometimes it's before one person. Sometimes it's before two people. Sometimes it's before multitudes of people for us to share the reason for the hope that we have. The reason for the hope that we share. The reason for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And Paul tells us that we ought to be ready to give a defense for the reason of the hope that is in us. Paul was ready in the inside of him to give a defense, to give a reason for the hope that was in him. I don't know, my brothers, if you are prepared to give a hope, to give a defense for the reason that you are saved. Are you able to stand and tell somebody, "I believe in Jesus. I believe he's a resurrected Son of God. And I know I am saved." Are you sure of the hope that you have in the inside of you? I came to tell us today, if we are to be vessels, if we are to be workers that Christ Jesus can make use of in our lives for the ministry that lies ahead of us, we ought to be equipped. Hallelujah. We ought to be equipped. Now, let us read 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth." Hallelujah. But rightly dividing the word of truth. We read that as well in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It says, you should be ready at all times times to give a defense for the reason of the hope that is in you. Amen. We are called, brethren. We are called to be a people that know what they're doing. I want to believe that I'm speaking to people that are saved. I want to believe that I'm speaking to somebody that has tested of the salvation of God. I want to believe that I'm speaking to somebody who has received Jesus. At one time in your life, probably somebody stood to share the word of God to you. Hallelujah. You could not have been saved if nobody ever shared Christ Jesus before you. But because somebody somewhere shared Jesus to you, you have the opportunity today to lift your hands. Amen. There's somebody out there. They have an opportunity to hear the word of God through you. May you arise. May you arise and get equipped so that you can share the word of God to somebody. How do you get equipped? You study the word of God. Paul has told us, study to show thyself approved, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. 1 Peter 3:15 has told us, you ought to have a defense. You cannot have a defense if you don't know the work that you are doing. Even for a teacher to stand before students to teach, even for a doctor to work, any profession you are in, for you to stand and give a defense for that, you should have studied for it. But as Christians, we want to sit in the church every day. We want to just come and warm the pews and register in the church book that we attend the church. No, I came to challenge us this morning to stay. Arise. Arise and commit to the call of the Great Commission. Arise and commit to this work that Christ is calling us. Arise and commit to the work of the ministry. Get equipped. Tell your neighbor, get equipped. Tell your neighbor, get equipped. The only way you get equipped is to study the word of God, the Bible that you have. It's not for carrying for somebody to see. It's for you to study it, know it. When you come before somebody to share the word of God, you will not be ashamed. You will have a defense for why you believe in this God. Hallelujah. I came to stir somebody's heart today to say, arise. Arise, child of God. Commit to this call that Christ Jesus has placed upon our hearts. And equip yourself. Let me tell you, no matter how much you fast and pray and you sleep and you wake up, the whole Bible will not be downloaded in your head. Oh, maybe somebody in here, the Bible has been downloaded. This church looks to be great. Eh? There are prophets here. The Bible has been downloaded in your head. You've got to study it, brethren. You've got to be intentional about it. Amen? You've got to be intentional. Tell your neighbor, arise, commit, and get equipped. Arise, commit, and get equipped. Amen. So I'm rushing against time. So the number one thing that we got to do to be ready for us to stand before anybody, any audience, and be ready to give a defense for the hope that we have is to have your word, to have that knowledge that you want to share about. You know, we take all our time to study in our professions, in our careers, and we excel. We are doctors, we've got PhDs, we've got all the degrees, and yet none of us wants to even get a certificate for the Bible. Am I lying? If we said, come, we pray and fast, many of us will come. But when you say we're going to have Bible study for one day, we'll be yawning and saying, today the church was boring. Amen. Amen. Today I came to stir somebody's heart today to say, you've been saved. Go out there and share Christ Jesus. You've been saved. Don't sit down. Arise. Get committed to the great call and share Christ Jesus. You will not be an effective member. You will not be an effective person to share this gospel if you do not understand it. Some of us are saved, but we don't understand. You don't even know where to start from to share Christ with somebody. You've got the word. Arise, commit, and get equipped. You study study the word. Study to show thyself equipped. A workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Even the Holy Spirit needs some material to work with. He needs the word. Without the word, we are easy prey for the enemy to deceive us, to confuse us, to lead us astray. Even ourselves, if we don't have the right word in the inside of us, we will lead somebody astray. Tell your neighbor, arise, commit, and get equipped. Arise, get committed, and get equipped. Hallelujah. So the number one thing, we are saved. When we are saved, Christ Jesus calls us. He said, go now and make disciples. Before you can go out there to make anyone a disciple, you yourself, you must be a disciple. I want to encourage somebody that for you to stand and preach a sermon that Paul preached, he understood the work that he was talking about. He understood the Christ that has saved him. Amen. I came to challenge somebody today that you are here, you've been saved. And Christ Jesus is calling you to go out there and preach Jesus to somebody. But number one, you've got to be discipled yourself. You study this word on your own. You get discipled by a Bible-believing church. You be humble enough to submit and be taught. Tell your neighbor, submit and be trained. Not all of us can study on our own. Even when we're given homework, we still want to pay somebody to do it for us. Maybe if we can get committed enough for somebody to teach and train us the word, then we can be equipped. I came to tell somebody, you are saved, get discipled. When you are discipled, then you can go out there and save somebody, help somebody be saved, train them so that they can be disciples as well. Amen? Now, to tabulate whatever I was talking about, the number one thing, we are saved. The second thing, we ought to be trained to be discipled. How do we do that? We study the word of God. You commit under the trained Bible-believing church and get trained. It is intentional. It is conscious. You've got to do it. It's deliberate and it calls for commitment. It's not easy because it's outside our nature. Amen? Amen. The next thing, you've got to accept the commission. You've got to accept the call to continue the work of Christ Jesus through you. Amen. When you go out there, you'll do what? You'll now share Jesus to somebody. It might not be on Mars Hill. It might not be like on a pulpit like this. It could be to just one person. But that one person, you tell them the correct word, the right word, that Christ Jesus is alive, that Christ Jesus saves. The message that we carry out there is not the wealth. It's not that Jesus is able to make you wealthy, that Jesus is able to give you good health. The first message we carry out there is that Jesus Christ died for you. You ought to receive him to be your Lord and Savior. If you do not, there is judgment that awaits for you. Paul preached that sermon on Mars Hill. He preached, I wrote down a few things about what Paul preached. He preached a God-centered sermon. He started from the praise, he represented Christ Jesus and his salvation, verse 31. He presented sin as an affront to holiness. Amen? He was bold to mention judgment. Today we are afraid to tell people that if you do not receive Jesus Christ, you go to hell. Today we are afraid to tell people that if you don't receive Jesus Christ, there's judgment. There is judgment if you do not receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. And lastly, allow me to say that when you preach Jesus Christ, don't be afraid to say they will not listen to me. Even Paul in verse 31, verse 32, the Bible says, some mocked him. Some said, we'll follow you and listen later. And yet the Bible says of some in verse 34, some followed him and believed. Your work is to open your mouth and talk. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to convict and convince. Your work is to be a committed and an equipped soul that is able to bring forth the word, the right word. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. And I pray that you will arise, commit, and get equipped. Amen.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. We're clapping for God. We're clapping for the King of Kings.